Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Businesses and labor groups in Boston are reacting to tougher COVID-19 vaccine rules unveiled today by Mayor Michelle Wu. The rules mean vaccines will be required in the new year for city employees. They'll also be mandatory for almost anyone who visits a restaurant, gym, sports arena, or entertainment venue. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports the new policy is getting mixed reviews.
The Wang and Schubert theaters have been selling tickets for shows scheduled well into 2022, telling guests they can bring proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. But by mid-January, people 12 and up will need to have taken at least one dose to enter many indoor settings in Boston, and they'll need to be fully vaccinated by February 15th. Kids 5 and up have a few more months. This could be a costly change for the nonprofit Box Center that runs both theaters, says CEO Joe Spaulding.
If you thought you could come and not get vaccinated and have the ability to have it show a negative test, you probably are going to ask for a refund. And that could be a financial hardship to us.
Still, Spaulding understands the mayor's decision as the Omicron variant is spreading rapidly. He spoke with WBUR while road tripping to Florida for Christmas, having decided air travel is too risky. Even if it hurts his bottom line, Spaulding says a vaccine mandate makes sense.
In the bigger picture, I think it's the absolute way to go now.
Mayor Wu is also asking residents and city workers to see the big picture. Though new restrictions may feel like a step backward, she argues the vaccine requirement is a key to keeping public spaces open.
Vaccines are the most powerful tool in fighting this pandemic once again, and they are the most powerful tool to allow us to recover as a city and to truly be together.
Wu noted Boston's vaccine rate is one of the highest among major U.S. cities and that more than 90% of city employees are already immunized. But some workers are dismayed that weekly testing will no longer be an option instead of vaccination, says Tom McKeever. He's president of SEIU Local 888, which represents about 2,000 city employees.
I'm fully in support of vaccinations, but there is a small group of folks that are union dues paying members. So we have to fight fiercely for everyone.
McKeever adds he's disappointed the mayor didn't involve his union more closely in her decision, but he also acknowledges she's in a strong position because vaccine mandates have mostly withstood legal challenges. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.